You are now listening to A Report to the Shareholders, a podcast about anything and everything interesting without taking anything too seriously, from Canada to across the world. We are your hosts, Jake Craig and Glenn Hamlin. Here's a quick recap of what to expect on today's episode.
Target locked.
And we're on a meat missile. We're in the northern hemisphere of the meat missile.
Hello there.
And I went on the WWF website and I printed off a picture of Sable. You know, Sable the wrestler.
She was like this chick. Yep.
Giant knockers. Because she probably does the Hillary Clinton anti-aging fetus eating and then Pizzagate.
Domino's pizza.
No!
Okay. Jake.
Yeah.
I have this new theory. I looked it up.
And it is.
I found out about it. I don't like flat earth, but I like hot dog shaped earth theory. The poles are at either end of the hot dog. Now, prove me wrong. Hot dogs hold mustard. Hot dogs hold ketchup. There's gravity, obviously. So, tell me I'm wrong. It's oval. You know, there's a horizon on a hot dog. Prove me wrong.
I can't say that you're wrong. For sure, I've never been to space.
Okay, so Antarctica is at one end of the hot dog.
Yeah, I got it brought up here.
Yep, and the Arctic is on exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So. And the Arctic is on the other end of the hot dog.
It makes sense with flight patterns, I guess.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
It's got gravity. So you're not proving Newton wrong. And no. I haven't been to space. So I don't know. And tell me what. Where did hot dog shapes come from?
Before the wheel, I'm going to say.
And I'm thinking.
I think they had sausage links before the wheel.
I'm thinking hot dogs, sausages, that shape is more natural.
Well, some guy probably looked at his dick and was like, "Hey, that's let's make a skin casing like this."
How much friction is in the air when you throw a baseball?
Pardon?
It causes a lot of friction. So how fast do you think that could go through space? I'm thinking a hot dog is more realistic because it's more like a meat missile. Okay, it's slinging through the air so fast.
Does it have a twist or does it rotate end to end or is it like?
It's like a spiral.
Okay.
It's absolutely a spiral.
So it's like a football?
Yes, and this hot dog just meat missiles through space and we're on a meat missile. We're in the northern hemisphere of the meat missile and, you know, I'm on the hot dog theory. Okay, hot dog shaped earth theory. Flat Earth, the water's going to go somewhere. It's going to fall off into space. Hot dogs have gravity.
Yeah, so that photo I showed you is from 1976. And apparently, it looks to me like they did think at one point that the hot dog Earth was real.
See, so I'm not just pulling this out of my ass, people.
No, it's actually a piece of art from 1976. So, yeah, I mean, hey, it could be legit. I mean, people believe flat earth is legit, so what's the difference in hot dog earth?
I'd have to say the same, because basically, you know, I could pull up theories from anything in the world and prove myself right on imright.com.
If you made imright.com. If you're in fact the author, you read your own story, I guess you're probably going to believe it.
This world's fucking so fucked up.
No, you know, fucking meat missiles. Missiles.
Could be.
You know, we have missiles.
We could be apes. Who knows?
I think maybe we are descendants of apes.
Who does know?
Honestly, actually, I was looking something up the other day, and I was talking to Shannon Lee about this. So if the dinosaurs didn't go extinct, obviously mammals wouldn't have been the dominant species on planet Earth. But if you look into it, actually, we are descendants. A majority of mammals come from a shrew-type mammal.
A shrew.
A shrew-type mammal. I mean, you look it up.
Are you saying we came from a shrew?
Yes, actually. A shrew-type mammal.
How? Evolution, obviously.
Evolution. We have one common ancestor at that time. It's odd, but we actually... Mammals aren't much older than 200 million years old or so. And the dinosaurs were here 350 million years ago. Like, we coexisted. But, we were just basically little, you know, ground hoveling mammals. And then when the asteroid hit, well, if that's the case, it hit the middle section of the hot dog. and then the dinosaurs extinct, and then it just left the earth available for
that would have broke it into like two little Jimmy Dean sausages.
Oh, well, maybe it would be like a twist and a link, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like how you twist up a sausage and you make links.
Okay.
Since dinosaurs are cold-blooded species, they couldn't survive without the sun. So they needed the heat from the sun to regulate their body temperature, just like reptiles we have now. But that paved the way for mammals to take over the planet, really, right? So,
there's still dinosaurs around, kind of.
Oh, alligators, birds.
Turtles.
Yeah.
Or like tortoises.
Descendants of all these things, absolutely.
Well, moving on.
So, if anybody wants to prove me wrong on hot dog or theory, come at me. I'm sitting here ready and waiting.
You're invited to challenge his hot dog theory.
Ballpark Frank, hot dog theory.
And you may come at him with circle, flat earth, disc theory, or round earth theory, spherical, if you will, or... You know, maybe you got a new shape you're thinking of. Maybe there's like a
flying saucer.
Yeah, it could be like a saucer or the flat earthers believe that the Arctic Circle, like the Arctic is in the middle, and then the Earth is surrounded by ice.
Oh, so that's what's holding the water in.
Pretty much.
That's pretty fucking convenient, isn't it?
That's why, like, you can't escape. Like,
yeah.
Because everything's surrounded by ice.
Okay, so what holds us to this dinner plate?
Gravity, what do you mean?
Yeah, but what's holding the gravity?
What?
What's like, so the moon's obviously round. Is the moon flat?
Yeah, that's where it kind of goes, you know, that's where I'm kind of like, well, you know, the moon and the sun. But hey, isn't it weird sometimes that you can see the moon and the sun at the same time?
No.
Yeah, kind of.
Why?
Because if you're on an area of a sphere and you can see the moon and the sun, then can like Australia really see either of those?
No.
So they have no moon, no sun. So what do they got?
So, you know, there's times where the moon rises.
We can see the moon all night.
No.
Yes, you can.
No, there's a moon rise and a moon set.
No, but sometimes when the sun rises, I was just on night shift. When the sun rises in the morning, the moon's still there.
Well, we can see the moon because of the sun's reflection off the moon. I get that. But maybe since the Earth's so big and the moon's so small that we have the, like, I mean... Give me an expert.
If you're standing on a circle, how can you see the moon and the sun and expect the other side?
But they're not just opposite.
The other side of
the moon isn't just opposite of the sun at all times.
They're both in your like vision, man. They're both there, like up in the air, floating. You're like, how does Australia see either or? Just kind of weird. Makes me wonder, anyways.
Well, first off, I'm pretty sure Australia isn't the exact opposite of where we're at.
Pretty much. It should be. Something should be opposite.
You can look it up.
Something should be opposite.
You can look the... If you dug a hole...
If we're a sphere.
If you dug a hole straight down from where you are, where you'd end up. And I think it's somewhere in the Pacific Ocean for us. Actually, I looked that up. But... Prove me wrong. I don't know.
I don't got like a spaceship.
So. No, not you. I'm just meaning like the world. Prove me wrong.
No, look, dude, Canada, antipodal countries, like which means like I believe countries on the other side of the world,
right?
Antipodes. Is that a word? Is that a thing?
I'm not sure.
Diametrically, an antipode of any spot on, in geography, the antipode of any spot on Earth is the point of Earth's surface diametrically opposite to it.
Okay, so what is our
antipodes?
Antipodes.
Antarctica, France, Australia.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how France. Well, because it's Canada. It's big, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Like Canada.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
then I don't know.
Then, you know what I mean? I want to call someone in Australia when I see the sun and the moon and being like, what are you seeing right now?
Right.
That's what I need. Someone.
For sure it's night.
Yeah.
But can they see the moon?
Or maybe there's...
Would the moon be on the opposite horizon? Like,
yeah,
like
it's
if
like
we,
across from the sun.
So, no, but I mean, like, so we see it. We see it on the west horizon. Do they see it on the east horizon, though? Do you know what I mean? So we're looking at the moon.
The toilet flushes backwards. The Simpsons prove that in cartoon form. Simpsons did it.
Simpsons. Here. Oh, fuck.
What am I looking for? Anyways.
Go!
Flat Earth. Is it real?
Go!
Is hot dog Earth real?
I don't know.
Are we pear-shaped? I'm going to go with pear Earth. We're now pear Earth. China's the little skinny part on top, and we're all on the bottom.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know, but why do we never fly north and south? That's my other question that I like wonder about this Earth shit. Why do we never fly north and south? Like, why wouldn't you fly from the top of Canada a little bit just to get to Chile? Like, I get you got to go through some magnetic poles and shit, but like, you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you fly the other way?
Like, if it's flat?
No, if it's round. Like, the top of Canada, if you look at a map, the top of Canada would be like around where Chile is. You know what I'm saying? Chile's the southmost.
No, it has
to wrap around it. It has to. That's just top north, top south.
The other side's Russia. If you go north, it's Russia.
No, if you go east, it's Russia.
Yeah, but if you also go north over the Arctic, it's Russia. Have you looked at a globe?
Yeah. No. Okay. Okay.
Have you ever looked at a globe?
Okay. No. I get you. But like, that's the backside of it. But like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Why wouldn't you fly from like Vancouver to Russia? Like people never do. Like, you know what I mean? You fly like from Vancouver and then you get a layover and like on somewhere on the East Coast, like New York. And then you'd fly like to Russia. Like when I went to Thailand, I went to like Chicago and then I flew to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why aren't people fly? The flight patterns kind of weird me out, man. Like, if you look at that. But who knows, man? I'm just going to settle with hot dog Earth. It sounds a lot cooler.
You know, and then, you know, maybe when the apocalypse comes, a bun wraps around us and fucking some space giant eats us.
Do you want to jump into what is Elon doing?
What is Elon doing?
What?
What is Elon doing?
So people are basically calling him Karen Musk, and if you Google it, there's a bunch of photos.
It's a bit of a segue from our last episode.
Yeah.
When we were talking about how Elon was having a hard time with people working from home, and he got lambasted on Reddit for being a Karen. And I think that drives home the point I had last episode. Yeah, dude, you are fighting the wrong fight. There is a far more majority looking to work from home than agreeing with the CEO of Twitter and Tesla, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, you think he'd like double think things before he, you know, just goes off or whatever. But I guess
he's afforded that right, really.
When you're, I was just gonna say, when you're a billionaire, you can kind of do whatever you want. But it's like, on the internet, it's a dangerous place, especially Reddit.
Let's just bring in the fact that his mom is Canadian. She's born in Saskatchewan.
Looks like an alien.
I think she's like reptilian. 75 and she's pretty.
Yeah, Glenn finds
pretty
her
cute.
But I think she looks like an alien.
Elon's mom.
Kind of like an avatar or something.
Okay.
Some kind of different breed than a human.
Oh, when I'm 75 and if I look that good, then fucking.
Have you ever watched Elon? Yeah, because she probably does the Hillary Clinton anti-aging fetus eating and then.
Ooh, that's a whole different subject, but you know,
Pizzagate.
There's, you know, there's some.
Those Wayfair dressers are quite expensive for what you get.
Jesus fuck, eh? You seen that too?
Yeah, dude, like a $6,000 dresser.
Yeah, definitely, with a girl's name.
You definitely get a little child with that dresser.
Oh my God.
As sick as it is to say.
You know what I seen too today? So I'm not sure about where the story came from, but it was about how a kid, like this could be totally fabricated, I'm not sure, but a kid was abducted and apparently they were taken to a Walmart with other kids. And here's the catch.
Don't tell me Walmart's in on it. I buy my Pokemon cards there.
Here's the catch. Walmart is one of the only stores with a missing kids board.
So what does that mean?
Conspiracy? Well, conspiracy, absolutely. Yeah. So if they have a missing kids board and some kid was taken to a Walmart with other kids there, why is Walmart the only store with a missing kid board?
And this kid is saying that he got taken there and...
He or she, don't know. But yeah, so it's almost like an advertisement to go in there and see...
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like,
right.
It's like a for sale board.
Yes.
Yeah, that's creepy, dude.
It is really creepy. It fucking irked me.
Have you seen that clown on Instagram that talks about... he's on another podcast and he's like... got a tattooed face and he looks like a clown. He's got like this big blue mustache and he talks about Illuminati parties.
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
Dude, it is whack, dude. Like he talks about like human sacrifices and like he says he went to this one party and there's a girl that comes out of a duffel bag and they all like all these Illuminati, like high profile people. He doesn't name names, but he says like high profile people like pass this girl around and do weird, like, and then like the one time they cut a piece of flesh from the chick's butt. And like they were like eating it and shit, like weird,
Jesus
weird.
Christ.
And he swears that he's like.
So here's the thing with like Pizzagate too, like you're saying, it's too eerie. And why are all these celebrities talking about pizza like that? Like it's fucking pizza. Why not spaghetti? Why not steak? Why does everybody have a common denominator of fucking pizza?
Dude, it's like too. Weird to
too queer, weird, and too coincidental for me.
Yeah.
It just, those kind of things
it's
just
all a bit strange.
Leave me with my skin crawling. And
just imagine what those people with like a lot of money get into. You know what I mean? Like I don't doubt it, dude. You know, it's kind of.
No, I definitely.
We went from Karen Musk to Illuminati pizza party.
If I'm going to sit here and pretend like there ain't weird shit going on in this world. Yeah. And that, like, they're...
Well, then you're just ignorant.
I would agree, man. Like that's the sheep mentality.
The evil does exist, but it's...
Absolutely. Yeah. And maybe, you know, like, maybe your feelers are in the wrong direction on this, but, like, I'm sure some of these things have to be true. There's just no way, no how, that some of these theories aren't real.
There's too many stories, too many theories.
Exactly, man. Like, things get leaked out in this world, right?
Yeah.
Like, this shit doesn't just happen and not come out of the closet,
right? There's,
like,
real things like Epstein and all that. Like, there's real evidence. It's not even like a... But then he just magically killed himself in prison and...
And they won't even show the list of the, like, attendees to his island and...
It's all celebrities. It's Trump.
It would incriminate...
All those people, dude.
Bill Clinton.
All those people.
Some of the royalty in England.
Oh yeah, yeah. All them.
What's that? What's that guy's name? Prince
William? William? No.
No.
Bill? Is it? No.
No, it's the one son.
Charles? No.
No, Charles is the king now.
Yeah, but he was there.
Was he?
Yeah, definitely. He's a pedo. He's a big. I mean, hey man.
Look at the guy.
I don't know the guy personally, but like.
First off, yeah. Let's just like accept the fact that the English royalty is half inbred.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, right down to the DNA.
Yeah, I don't like none of that.
So, like, look at, like, his eyes are, like, 2 centimeters fucking apart from each other.
Yeah,
he's got
dude.
Giant elephant ears.
Yeah, they're strange looking.
You know, like, it ain't right. They look like half alien, honestly. And then when people are like, I don't know about reptile theory or anything like that, or conspiracy, sorry, but I
also like
wouldn't. I'm not throwing that out the window either. you know?
There's weird videos on YouTube. If you go and it shows them blink with like double sets of eyelids.
I know. And realistically, in today's day, we don't know, like with like deep fakes and stuff like that, like shit can be fabricated, but like there's enough out there that it makes you think.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key, is that you just need to think, because you just can't accept everything in this world for face value. I just can't.
No, you should question everything for sure.
Really. And if you don't, then, I mean, you're really playing into the hand. So, you know, I'm just, you know, half talking out of my ass, but half of it's thought and I've put some into it. So, but, yeah, I guess we can move on. Otherwise,
yeah, that got a bit off topic there.
Enough theory, conspiracy theory.
We'll visit Elon again.
All right. We're going to get down to brass tacks here.
Brass tacks.
Brass tacks.
Brass tacks. What's bugging you?
Brass tacks.
What's bugging you?
Okay.
Is it in you?
Bad drivers. I was driving home today from getting my tires changed. And wouldn't you know it?
Was it me?
No, it was not you, but it may as well have been from the story you told me earlier. And this doughhead, I'm not even lying, is already in the left-hand turning lane, and then his blinker goes on. Like, dude, I can see the fucking arrow on the road. I know you're turning left now. Why is your blinker on?
Yeah, you're already there.
Your blinker is to indicate what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Not
I get
do it.
It
and then indicate.
But sometimes
what is the point?
I'm just in the zone, dude, and I just go to switch lanes, and I'm like, well, I can't be an asshole and not put on my blinker, so I put it on, like, halfway just to kind of save myself to say I did do it. But, you know, like, there was nobody in my blind spots. I checked, but I'll just start moving over, and then I'm like, well, I can't just not put my blinker on.
So I get that. On. There's times where, you know, you check all your blind spots, you check your rear view, there's no one around. Who gives a fuck? Nobody.
Yeah.
But this is middle of the day. Half rush hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and this guy's like, I'm sorry, but like, what the fuck are you doing? Okay. And also, I was coming back from a doctor's appointment this morning, and I'm driving down the road, and obviously there's a left and a right lane, and this guy is in the shoulder, and he's just moseying along at 5 kilometers an hour. Okay. He's moseying along at 5 kilometers an hour. I no idea what he's doing. He's kind of half zigging, half zagging. And finally, what he does is he just kind of like veers into the proper lane. And now he's in it. Like, am I going to hit you? Like, what are you doing? Put a blinker on, man. If you put the left blinker on, I would know what you're doing. And I could just hang back and allow you to drive. But everybody around you, oh, let's get this out of the way. The world fucking revolves around these people, okay? Their head's the hot dog, and we're all just rotating around their hot dog.
Or the sun and the stars.
Exactly. You know, we're insignificant to their life, okay? They don't give a fuck about anybody. That's the problem.
Yeah, there are people like that, man. They're just in their own little world, ripping around. That's about it.
And sue me if I'm going to say that I haven't made a mistake in my life, because I have. But the fact when you go out into the world and this shit happens like 90.
Daily. Dude, try driving around.
Obviously means that people just don't give a fuck.
Try driving around Mississauga, dude. I missed Sarnia when I came home.
Well, that's what I was talking about. My wife, Shana Lee, was living in Windsor before we were married. But I literally would have to tell her, just get your Windsor driving head on, or your Windsor driving hat on, okay? Like, get it on and cut people off. And, like, that's just how you have to drive.
Or they drive like maniacs.
It's so crazy, right? Like, I just don't, I don't.
Michigan's pretty wild, too. That's probably why it's so crazy.
Yeah. Oh, funny enough, too, we were down in, like, Tennessee visiting Shana Lee's family. And, they're as bad. But, you know, like, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm a little leery of guns and shit that people could have. And
yeah.
I ain't. I was like, Shana Lee's like, I'm not honking. I'm like, not honking either.
No, not at all.
No. But her aunt's just mmm, like, what? Oh man, not even gonna go there, man. But
yeah, too many guns in America. You fuck it around
when you're all packing heat. I guess it's status quo, right?
In Canada, we just get out of our cars and yell at each other.
Yeah, exactly. Right. This is what we say. Just hold the note here.
And give your balls a tug, you tit fucker.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Fuck you, eh?
Yeah, give your balls a tug, you tit fucker.
And then you end up knowing the guy and you go, oh, sorry.
Sorry, eh? Yeah, you feel bad. We feel bad after.
Didn't mean to cut you off, eh? No, only if you know him.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, if it's some other guy, get the fuck out.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, what else can we add to that bad driving on brass tacks here? Like, honestly, it's just frustrating because if we just did what was, you know, like we could just step up the social expectation a little bit. And I think, you know, we would. Excuse me. I think we could all just do a little better. That's all I want to say. I don't want to get off topic. I don't want to get on the tangent here, but
I think we just need like a dirt road beside all the other roads that's like an idiot road.
Oh,
and all the idiots. You know what?
Maybe you're onto something.
You get assessed when you get your license.
Yeah, it's a class, sort of a class G. It's a class D.
But make it
no,
like a,
D's already something. How about class R for
reject?
Yes, for reject.
And like, but make
the reject
it,
lane.
Make it like a privilege.
Yes.
Like, hey, yeah, you get this sticker. Like, you were a great driver.
Yeah, really, right?
Like, oh, great. And then they take that stupid idiot road.
Yeah.
Just an idea. Just an idea.
Well, maybe they can spin out on the dirt road.
It could go on. Maybe Elon's Hyperloop will, maybe, I don't know.
Man, I've been seeing this thing, too. That we'll just segue back to Elon here for a second. I see all these hilarious ads on YouTube, and it's like Canadians will be so rich now. Elon's investing $5 billion into Canada, and it's like Canadians will never have to work again.
Yeah,
okay. Well, let me just pull up my calculator
like
here.
Elon says, buy this one stock.
Okay, let's just say rough number. I'm not sure exactly, but we're around 40 million. Okay, so let's do 6 billion. So that is.
Too big of a number for a calculator.
No, sorry. No, I had to turn it sideways. That is 9 zeros. And we are going to divide it by 40 million. Okay. So Elon's going to invest 6 billion. Guess what that equates to for every Canadian? $150.
That's perfect.
Why is there even an ad? Do people even think?
That's no, because people don't really do math now.
Oh, my God, man.
They just YouTube it.
Just cut the zeros out. You could cut 9 zeros out and 6 zeros out of that and divide it, and it'd be...
And you know that somebody read that, got excited, and shared it, and was like, oh, my God, Elon's sick.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But, yeah.
Well, his mom lived here.
Math. You know, no math, no cursive writing. Just all computers.
AI. Where are we going right now?
We're going to AI.
We're on the spaceship to not thinking.
Right.
That's what I mean, man. It's just like Rick goes, they'll segue right back to brass tacks.
Like, dude, AI will eventually like write your relationship. Like, people will be so dumb they won't even know how to like take a girl out or like write a girl a poem or some shit, like old shit that people used to do.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, hey, you'll like meet this girl and you'll like go to your AI and be like, tell this girl how I feel. And then you'll like show her on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
AI will tell her because you just can't quite express because you never learned that.
Right.
But you know how to
throw
those thoughts through a phone. You know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
Anything. People won't do anything. People will just essentially Google everything, but you're not really, like, Google is AI.
Essentially.
So you'll just Google it.
And then just figure it out later. Or not figure it out later, sorry, but just accept what you see. And then
Google half my life, dude.
Well, me too, but you just can't take it all for face value either. Like,
it's like a map, dude. I don't ever look up a map or ask directions. I just put it on my GPS and follow the arrow.
Dude, I was thinking about the other day. So
it's like, turn here. I'm like, okay.
Our parents had to pull out a map and plan their drives out. There's no map. Here's the funny thing. MapQuest is outdated.
Oh, MapQuest, that's way out the window.
We,
you remember that shit?
We, as 33-year-olds, and we're not that old, young kids, believe it or not, 33 isn't that old. You'll get there and you'll say, holy fuck, I'm not that old. I know I thought 33-year-olds were old, but we're not. 13 years ago, we had to go on a computer, believe it or not, a computer, not a phone. We didn't have cell phones that went on the internet like they do now. We had to print, we had to type our address that we wanted to go to, and then
and,
it would.
And let's just hope that address isn't like some finicky weird address and it's not fucked up, because then it, you're just screwed.
You're just screwed. Yeah, you're stopping anyways and asking for directions.
And construction. If there's but, construction.
Yeah, that, I was just going to get to that. I was just going to get to that. And then it gives you the directions like turn here, turn here, turn here. Essentially like a GPS does now. And we had GPSs back then, but they were expensive, and being in college and whatever, like, we were not buying GPSs.
You had to like download the software.
Yeah, you to update. Yeah.
Every 6 months, you got to download a new one.
Yeah. So we had to go by this. We had sheets of paper. So your old lady sitting in the passenger side flipping through papers.
Spill the coffee. You're fucked.
And, you know, just... Then your old lady's sitting there going,
I didn't do fucking shit.
Yeah, dude, I remember my dad going to hockey tournaments with my brother. That'd be my brother.
I didn't do fucking shit.
My brother would
you
be
missed
the navigator.
You missed the goddamn turn, fucking Josh. It's your fucking fault.
My brother would be the navigator, dude, and I'd just be like third party backseat, like onlooker.
In the white fucking
white
Dodge
Dakota.
Oh yeah, my buddy. God, that thing we took up north, and we had to take turns for legroom on the way up north.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Switch seats.
Okay.
Yeah. Little thing.
At least you could lay in the back when you're a young kid.
The
back
two
then.
Fold down seats in the back.
Yeah.
Real comfortable.
Yeah. Josh.
Sitting on a piece of plywood.
Jake's sitting in the back. Laughing, and Dave's going, what the fuck's wrong with you, Josh?
Yeah, like, oh, we missed
Josh is going,
I didn't do fucking shit.
Dude, you gotta use your fucking super zoom in vision to see little roads. or you gotta flip to the other part of the map that shows a zoom in view of the road.
And
you're like reading these little street names, dude. They're like this fucking big, and you're like,
yeah. And how about this? That was our fucking problem.
Yeah.
Our parents had a fucking literally like a
dude,
believe it or not, a book.
They didn't even have a MapQuest.
No, they had a it was
atlas.
A fold-out map.
An atlas.
The thing was like
that's what I'm talking about my dad bought, dude. Like a full-out yellow Ontario map.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's what he would buy. And you can buy city ones.
Yeah.
You can buy like a Brantford
every
one,
city, yeah.
Or like Mississauga.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I had one on my wall in the basement.
When we went to the hockey tournaments, my dad would go buy a map.
For that city.
To get there, yeah. Yeah, and like when we got closer, he'd like get like the Brampton map or wherever we were going.
Yep.
Dude, yeah, it was terrible.
Oh my God. And then... Here's like, and it, like for our listeners who are younger, like just understand this thing's like 10 centimeters by maybe 25 centimeters. The thing folded out to like a meter by a fucking meter,
like 6 by 8 feet.
Seriously, you couldn't even unfold it in the front of the fucking car.
And then to get it folded back up.
Oh my God. It was a jigsaw, like literally a Rubik's cube. And we were just stunned, right? And then what you do is maybe like draw lines on the map beforehand. And
So
this is what, like, you know, this is what we grew up with. Like originally, you know, we grew up through computer age, very young, but like still we seen it, right? Like there was
shout out to Math Circus.
Remember that?
It was great.
Is that a Canadian thing?
Probably.
I bet.
Canadian IBM.
Another thing. One. Yeah.
If you had some IBM computers in school.
Yeah. Here's a wee. Yeah, that's how we learned. Was a computer game on an IBM, 1 gigabyte memory, probably like 100 megabytes of RAM. The thing.
Let's say dial up internet for another episode.
Seriously,
we get into that.
Oh my God!
You're trying to log on to look at porn, and you're like 13 years old. Your parents are sleeping.
Dude.
All you hear is that fucking thing at 2 a.m.
Oh my God!
What are you doing down there, son? Oh, nothing.
We will get into that in another
I'm just
episode.
Logging into
but
something,
like,
dear dad.
I'm gonna tell you this. Like, you're edging, and you're getting like one bar of like pixels, like per like second,
oh, yeah.
And it's like did. deet, and then finally it's like chick's face, you see it, and then it's like deet,
yeah.
Deet,
you gotta wait for deet, yeah, it loads.
Nipple.
Deet, yeah, it loads like deet, centimeter deet, by yeah. centimeter, and you're just like, oh yeah, there's the tit.
Oh man, I got stories on that, so we'll delve into that another day, baby. Dial but oh my god,
I'll
man,
write that down.
Yeah, yeah, do it please, because that is awesome. Oh man, we had a lot of fun on those days. Oh, and even like MSN, spitting fire to your crush.
Oh my god.
You wouldn't say a word to her all day, but
and then like when you're finally like dating, you put it in your MSN name.
Oh yeah, heart.
Yeah, heart.
Heart Christy yeah, heart, yeah. You know, like oh, yeah. Love forever or some yeah. shit like that. And then it's like 2 weeks later, you just don't even see the name and it's just a heartbroken sign. You knew it, they
yeah,
broke up.
Sad face.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Baby, crying yeah, those are off. That was it. That was literally a cut of time that I don't think many people experienced, really. Because
I think a lot of people experienced it.
A lot of people experienced it,
remember
but
AOL, did you ever AOL? That was an American thing, I think
it was, yeah,
yeah that's
no,
what we rocked over there,
yeah, yeah, no, oh, yeah. And
ICQ,
ICQ,
yeah, fucking thing, yeah,
yeah, Justin. Our buddy Justin.
My dad.
We're not going to use last names on this podcast besides our own, but our buddy Justin, his sister was the ICQ, only one I ever seen use it. And then she was a few years older, so ICQ was popular, and then MSN became popular for us.
Yeah, my dad used ICQ to talk to like his hunting friends, like messages, because like he wouldn't log out, like it would always be logged in, and you could just see like these messages pop up, like dumb old man messages and shit. I'd always go into my dad's email too and look at his like fucking chain porn.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, like right click mark on red.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, nice. So you knew how to, like, look at it, but then let him know, or not let him know you
yeah,
looked
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, I'd go through his email for sure. There's all these, like, dirty fucking adult emails, like chain,
so we were also in the cut for that, too, where yeah. our parents were too dumb, well, not too dumb, but yeah. too inexperienced with technology, yeah. but we were growing up with it, so we had all, like, the little ins
yeah.
and outs, and
like
we could.
My dad didn't know how to run Napster or nothing. We just show him, like, how to download songs. Yeah. And he bought the damn thing, and we're like showing him how to use it.
Oh my god, my first computer! Well, my first computer was like a MS-DOS.
MS-DOS, dude, black and white.
Yeah,
with the game, with the bar game, and you get to smash the bottles. You
yeah,
know what
I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah, and then we had a printer. Our first printer had the. I don't even know how to, it's like the perforated tabs on the side.
Yeah.
So that would roll the paper through. And yeah. then you had to tear the tabs
oh,
off the
shit,
side.
When that shit got jammed, it yeah. was pure hell. Pure hell. Yeah. And
we still use it.
Like they would rip off.
It's a ribbon printer.
And then the paper would get all jammed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We still use those for permits.
Well, you know what
work.
I think it did too is it like when it printed the first page, it would like drag up the next page into it and like,
yeah.
continuously print. You know?
Yeah. It had like a roller on the side with like. Nubs.
They didn't have the technology then for like one sheet at a paper feeder. So that's just how they rolled, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure the White House had a good one.
Yeah.
You know, government technology. That was like government technology then.
Yeah.
A printer you could put multiple sheets of paper.
Laser jet. Or no, inkjet.
Yeah.
When inkjet came out, oh my God, man. It was like, I was like, what the fuck is this thing? This thing's fucking amazing. This thing's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And it could hold 20 pages.
You print like.
It could print 100 per cartridge. Then you had to change it out and spend $50 to buy it.
So expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
Your
we don't.
Your parents would just be pissed.
Yeah. We didn't even print shit out anymore. Actually, I bought a laser jet, black and white, because you know it's pretty economical.
I remember
now,
I
like,
printed.
How much shit do we print
off? Dude, I was little, and I went on the WWF website, and I printed off a picture of Sable, you know Sable the wrestler. She was like this
yep,
chick,
yep,
giant knockers.
Yep.
Anyways, printed off a picture of her. Dude, it used like 3/4 of the ink cartridge. My brother and my dad are like, "What?
What
dude,
the fuck happened?"
I remember taking it out of the printer, and the thing was like wet because it had so much ink on it. It was like a dark blue photo, dude. It
yeah,
was, yeah, it was bad.
And then you walked up, and you're like,
"I'm gonna come."
Oh yeah, took that bad boy up to my room and stashed it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got stories. I gotta save
valuable,
this for later.
Dude,
I gotta save
valuable.
This for later.
Okay. Moving on. What was the next thing we had here?
All right.
What are you listening to? Albums,
like
movies, or songs?
What are you listening to?
I don't really have any specific music this week, but I do have a movie that I watched, and it's quite a good one. It's starring Ricky Gervais. It just came out. It's called The Invention of Lying, and I'll give you the plot without ruining it.
Okay.
So basically, he lives in a society, and it's on Netflix. I'll take my royalties later for my free advertising. It's a movie about a society, and they can't lie. They can't lie. Nothing they can do. They cannot lie. Like, they just always tell the truth. They're brutally honest. Like, he goes on a date with a chick, and he gets there, and she's like, I was just masturbating. He's like, oh, okay. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to go upstairs and masturbate again, quick. Yeah, like, everybody just doesn't tell. And she's like, I don't even really find you that attractive.
Nice.
And he's like, yeah, this probably won't go well. So he goes on this date. Anyways.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. It's a cool concept. If no one
Sorry,
ever
what's lied, the movie called again?
The Invention of Lying. Ricky Gervais.
Okay. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, it's worth a watch for sure. And he, this thing just sparks in his brain one day, and he can lie.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's like the only guy who can lie around?
Yeah, and he like goes to the bank, and he's like, hey, I got $800.
And they don't know that.
They're like, no, it says you only have $300. And they're like, oh, it must be a computer error. And they just give him $800. So then it spirals on from there, and you know, and then it actually starts helping humanity, him lying at one point, and it just goes on and on. I don't want to ruin the movie, but that's the gist
of it. I'm going to say, like, it's pretty cool. White lies aren't a bad thing.
No.
White lies are not a bad thing.
No, that's what he was helping the world with and shit.
Yes.
And his
I can see that.
I don't want to ruin it.
No, that's fine. I'm just going to talk about white.
He helps people with white lies at one point in the movie.
Right. And I don't think that, I think that sometimes people need to have their feelings saved just because some people they're not emotionally dynamic enough to accept certain things in life. And, you know, and I'm guilty of that too. It's the fact of life. You know, sometimes you don't want to hear the real answer, right? Like, sometimes it's just good to hear what you want to hear. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Really, right?
As long as it's not going to affect that person to a horrible state or like a negative way.
Yeah.
You know.
And man, I'm a huge fan of Ricky Gervais. Like, Ricky Gervais,
he's a sweet actor.
He also is a sweet actor, but he's also very he's self-aware.
Yeah. He's like refined.
He says it how it is, which is so badly needed in this planet. Like, so badly needed.
I think that's why he's a perfect person to play that role, too.
Yeah, self-awareness is just a thing that a lot of people lack. That we just, you know, it's tough, you know. Like, to accept that you're wrong is a really hard thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think Ricky Gervais is, like, the epitome of somebody who can be right and wrong at the same time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he knows when he's being offside, but also that's comedy, and he says it. Says it how it is.
Yeah.
That's what comedy is. Comedians push the barriers of
like Dave Chappelle, dude.
Absolutely.
He says some wild shit, but it's all true.
So if we can't do
and
it.
People just, and that's like, people get offended by it, but it's like,
well,
why?
That's the thing too, is like, we've gotten to the point where people's feelings mean more than the truth.
Yeah.
So, true. You know, like,
that's true.
I don't know how better to put it than that. Honestly, it's just sometimes you got to be self-aware and accept that you're wrong. And sometimes you got to accept that this world is a shitty world and your feelings do not matter. And otherwise, if your feelings do matter, and then speak up about it, you know, and then don't be mad when someone disagrees with you. It's common nature that people aren't going to agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to be upset with you sometimes. Like, best relationships I have at work are the people I can tell to go fuck themselves. And then 20 minutes later, we can shake hands and then go on with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's how we should react to things. Like,
yeah. And you can't hold the grudge the next day. That's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
And you go to work the next day and they're still pissed at you and you're like, dude.
Or say sorry.
Like, man, we got to work together.
Be the bigger man.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
And if they can't get over that, then I did all I could do.
Right.
I felt like I was right. I even said sorry.
Then fuck them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to give them, give people a chance. And if they fucking do that, then I'm like, see ya.
Yeah,
I just don't have time for you.
Mosey on, man.
It's all good. It's all
good. Yes, sir.
All good in my hood. What are you listening to, Glenn? What's in your brain musically?
Well, video, first off,
video-ish.
I'm going to throw down an artist here, two artists. Well, first off, an ode to a report to the shareholders. Run the Jewels. Huge influence on my life. Honestly, they nail it on the head. Like, if you lyrically listen to them, like, really delve into the lyrics that they have, it is just, it is so eye-opening, right? Like, they, it's anti-establishment, and honestly, that concert that we went to, well, I went to Hamilton, and you went to Toronto.
Yeah.
Run the Jewels and Rage Against the Machine, it's probably a match made in heaven. First off, one is rock, and the other one's rap. And it's, that's the two genres of my life.
Right.
Amazing. You know, like, I mean, we'll get into Run the Jewels way more because, honestly, they're my favorite band. And they are just, they're on it, man. Mikey and Killer and LP just, you know, just, they got it, man. They got it. They got the jam. LP is a killer MC.
It was a good show.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was. And then
Although I was on mushrooms and drinking, and everything was just kind of a big kaleidoscope. But it sounded good. It sounded great.
That's the experience, though.
I got some key points of it.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you were doing what?
Dude, my neck was sore for like 3 days after.
You're free. You know? We're in a free country.
Dude, I was very, very happy. It was a good time.
Oh, man. If you're, you know, doing those two things together, they always just kind of, it's like almost a match made in heaven, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like.
Mushrooms is cool with anything. Mainly nature, but, you know, music.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But even like, it just, you know, it just, it really enhances a lot of things. And if you if you can handle it and it's not for everybody because not everybody's ready for that kind of.
No.
Spiritual, mental, you know, like, let go.
Yeah, well, it has different zones. Like, you know, if you just eat a little bit, you're microdosing, mm-hmm. colors are just a little brighter, you know, thing, you're just like,
that's nice,
giggly, it's like very subtle.
Yeah.
And you get into like the 2 gram range where you're like, you got a bit more giggles.
Yeah, a little bit of kaleidoscopy.
And then you get into your heroic dose, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 more grams, and then shit gets weird, and then it gets spiritual.
Yeah, that's you know, some
you start questioning things. You've never
like we talked about last podcast, it can actually regrow your neural pathways.
Yeah, yeah, it sure can.
That is phenomenal.
I started some mushrooms in my garden this year. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, like edible mushrooms gourmet mushrooms.
Lion's mane is one of them, and it's supposed to be amazing for your brain.
Right. I was watching a video last night. I don't remember the name of the mushroom, but it has like a. The head of the mushrooms, like hexagons, like it's hold of hexagons.
Okay.
And this guy takes like a nice beauty mushroom and it's edible, like an edible gourmet mushroom. And he takes it. And what he does is he basically has this whole process where he takes the mushroom DNA, blends it into and aerates it into like a 5 gallon jug of water.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he sprays it over his whole like field where he knows like where it's kind of damp and where mushrooms will grow.
Yeah.
And he basically can harvest that mushroom.
Like a live culture. Yes. Yeah. You can take any piece of a mushroom, and what he does is he puts it in sterile water.
Yes.
And
yeah.
You have to have...
It has to be sterile water.
You have to have a sugar in there of some
sort.
Yeah,
he had unsulfured molasses.
Yes, for the mushroom to
eat.
And then it will grow, yeah, just like on a petri dish or anything else.
Phenomenal.
And if you were to spray that, that would just...
Actually, he had a laminar flow hood, too.
Yep. That would colonize the area he's spraying, and then obviously he knows where the wetter spots are, like water.
I'm not going to get into too many details, but the same kind of thing that I did the calculations for you for a HEPA filter.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
To do your gourmet mushrooms as well.
That's right.
Otherwise, I want to say shout out to Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Throwback.
Hell yeah, man. Blonde on Blonde and Blood on the Tracks. Those are
wicked.
Two phenomenal. You know what?
And that kind of coincides with Rage because they do a cover of Maggie's Farm.
Okay.
You never heard that?
No.
They do, you know, Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan? Rage does a cover of that.
Really?
And it's wicked.
Really?
Definitely got to check that.
Weird cover thing that just popped in my head too is Johnny Cash cover of Hurt is a Nine Inch Nails original song. So when I tell people who like country, who listen to Johnny Cash.
People think he wrote that song and shit. Yeah,
absolutely.
No, Trent Reznor.
Yeah, no. And then Bob Dylan's second album is very like, what is it? Masters of War.
Yeah.
That's a really good song too. Yeah. So we'll delve into a little bit more music,
yeah,
but I
it all the way around, man.
I'm gonna
can't knock Bob Dylan.
No, God, no. He's got the folk.
He's a legend.
Oh my God, he's just in his own genre, like, yeah, Neil, man. Young,
he's like
Canadian.
He's like his own thing, man.
Yeah. What's the movie or the show that I was watching with my wife? 1 second here. The Last Thing He Told Me. Okay, it just came out on Apple TV a couple weeks ago. And surprise, surprise, you got a 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb and a 47 Rotten Tomatoes. But honestly, I really don't go by that anymore because
Rotten Tomatoes isn't always the most accurate.
Rotten Tomatoes is rotten. It's just like people, honestly, people just think that everything's got to be a blockbuster these days.
Yeah.
You know, everything's got to be a Marvel movie. It's not. Okay. Right, like, there's a storyline, and not always acting can't always be perfect.
Yeah.
Directors can't always be perfect.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to see through those things, right?
I've had a few good. I need to write things down more. But like, I've had a few good. Like, they don't make original movies like they used to, dude. Like, everything's like a remake. Like, why is there no original? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. We're kind of like in a reboot. What was the movie?
Like, they're remaking Mario, they're remaking...
What were they
like
making
the
fun
Marvel
of? Was it the Jay and Silent Bob sequel? And they literally lambast the fact that they're, like, everything's reboots and everything's remakes. And then they're, like, the difference between reboots and remakes are this and this.
Right.
And it's got... who's the guy from Mallrats? The guy who... You know what I'm talking about?
Not Jay or Silent Bob.
No. But the guy who's in Mallrats.
You're talking, like, the guy who works at Moo Moo's?
No. Yeah. Yeah, one second
the main
here.
Guy.
Yeah, sorry.
Jason. Is it Jason something?
Yeah, and honestly, it's nothing against you being a great actor, dude. It's just more of me. I can't fucking remember anything. Jason Lee, right? Is that Brody? Or is T.S. Jeremy London?
Jeremy London, I think. No?
No, Jason Lee. Yeah, because he's in
Oh, Jason Lee.
My name is Earl.
Dude, I lived in the same town as that guy.
Really? In Austin?
In Texas. Oh. No, not in Austin. In Denton.
Lived in Denton. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, he lives in Denton.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He has a restaurant there.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
He owns the photo store, and he owns part of the skate shop, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Dude,
so
he's wicked.
Yeah, so let me
just... He's another cool, just like rad dude, man. He just like...
Yeah, and then...
He was a pro skateboarder. He was an actor.
Yes, he was a skateboarder. I did know that.
He's in Mallrats. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, what a career.
It's not Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It's the second one.
Shout out to Jason Lee.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. He's You're wicked. Fucking sick.
He is.
Hell yeah.
I wish I could have met him.
Honestly, if you ever hear this and you want to come on our show just for shits and giggles, because we're two dummies from Canada that want to talk shit.
We'd love to have you.
Love to have you.
Via phone call.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, you'd make my day.
Yeah, that'd be great.
More than likely, I'd probably just die.
Die happy, anyway.
Die happy, yeah.
Yeah, one time he hit a skateboard up in the courthouse in Denton. This, like, pink old-school board, and my friend Brandon, he posted it on Instagram, and Brandon drove up there, and he still has the board to this day.
Oh, Brandon found that skateboard?
Yeah, the Jason Lee board, dude. He put it in the bushes in the courthouse. He did like what do they call it? Like a stop and drop or something.
I've seen like
stash and go. Or some shit. And then, yeah, dude, Brandon has that board.
That's cool. And one more story on the famous things that famous people that have touched things that we've had. One time we were at Bayfest in Sarnia, Ontario, on the shores of Lake Huron. So we had this Bay Fest, and we were on a bay on the Lake St. Clair. It's just right beside the mouth of Lake Huron.
Big concert.
It was, yeah. And so Billy Talent was in town, and Billy Talent was huge at the time, too. It was a sick concert.
Bro,
it poured rain.
I'm going to see him in the summer.
Yeah?
I got tickets for
hell yeah.
At the park, man.
Man, it poured rain. Remember how humid it was?
Yeah, people were mudsliding.
In the mosh pits and shit? Remember you stuffed a baggie full of doobies in your underwear? Got them in?
Probably, yeah. I could see that around that time.
Yeah. That was sweet.
And your uncle gave us a ride.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And he was playing Monster Magnet in the car.
Yeah.
We were all just like 50 or 16 or some shit.
Jamming out.
Just loved it.
Fucking
we were like,
right.
Oh my God, his uncle's giving us. We just thought it was so cool because he's jamming Monster Magnet. Like, this old guy's just a rocker, dude.
Yeah, my uncle is he's an old G, man. He's an old G. That's for sure. No, so Jake does this, he does a crowd surf. So he gets tossed up to the front, but his hat falls off. So what I do is I frisbee his hat back up over. So I figure he's going to grab his hat as he's crowd surfing off, but he doesn't see it. But Billy Talent sees it, and it's a CKY hat, but it's F-U and then CKY in bold and then O-U. And Billy Talent jumps down into the pit below the stage, grabs the CKY hat, and does a whole song or two with the CKY hat on. Yeah. Jake's hat. Billy Talent's wearing Jake's hat, and fucking then he does it, and then he fires it back out in the crowd.
For being 16, it was like a really cool moment.
It was
and
a really cool moment.
Dude, and the next day, he was in the paper wearing my hat.
Was he really?
Yes, he had a picture.
Of him wearing the fuck you hat?
Yeah. And he had my fucking hat on.
So shout out to CKY. Shout out to Bam Margera, Steve-O, Raekyon, rest in peace, Brandon Don.
Brandon DiCamillo.
Yeah.
All those weirdos.
Yeah, that was, that was an inspiration for us as kids, honestly.
Yeah, it was.
We did a lot of fucked up, funny shit. Well, we're here. We're alive.
A lot of shopping carts.
Yeah.
A lot of shopping cart casualties.
Yeah. No shit. And you were just like, the cops would pull up and be like,
I didn't do fucking shit.
Your friend's in the bush upside down. You're like, yeah. I don't know, man. We just ain't got fuck all the dude.
Yeah, he's gonna like a sprained ankle, and you're just like,
hey, give your balls a tug, you tet fucker.
Yeah. That was sick, man. Okay. All right. So, back to the show. I was watching. All
right, we want to do a trivia phone call.
One last thing here. I'm just going to touch on this show. The last thing he told me, it's a really good thriller mystery, man. I mean, you got time to kill. We all do. You know, it's nighttime. You're looking for something with your old lady to watch. And you know what? Pretty good show. It's got the dude from Jamie Lannister from Game of Thrones and Jennifer Garner.
What show is this?
The last thing he told me.
The last thing he told me.
Yeah, and like he's basically
it's
like
a chick flick.
It's actually like kind of half and half. Honestly, it's okay. Got like kind of like some thriller. Like people are following her, and they're like trying to like investigate like what happened to him, why he's missing, like why he ran away. His coworkers from his like business are calling her up and saying basically like lightly threatening her. Like basically like he needs to like show up and, you know, basically handle this shit. And I haven't gotten too far into it, but it's a good watch. Anyway,
great.
So that's what I'm watching this week. And that's another Bob Dylan and Run the Jewels. You know, we'll talk about some more next week.
A little bit of old, a little bit of new.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's do a trivia phone call.
Canadian trivia.
Canadian trivia to an American. Let's find out what they know about Canada.
See if we can catch him.
Okay.
Where is he?
Yellow.
Hello.
What's up?
You are on the
A Report to the Shareholders podcast with Jake Craig and Glenn Hamlin.
What?
What's going on?
What's up?
We got some Canadian trivia for you.
Oh God!
Okay. And you know what? What we do like a little like a couple stories when you came to Canada that were funny on the end here. But anyways, let's go, Jake. You take it away, buddy.
Question number one: Finn the Whale, an anthropomorphic orca, is the mascot of what NHL team?
The Canucks.
Oh!
Vancouver.
Get sir.
Hell yeah, baby! Next question.
What Canadian artist sings Skater Boy? Is it Nickelback, Avril Lavigne, or Celine Dion? Oh, he's two for two. That was an easy one.
That wasn't bad, but I'm digging it, dude.
Didn't she marry the lead singer of Sum 41, also a Canadian gentleman?
Yeah. Bonus trivia. Wow, spinning back.
This guy's the man. Well, we already know you're the man, Brandon. Love you, dude.
What you guys do?
What is Toronto's airport code? Is it YEG, YYC, or YYZ?
YYZ.
What was the last one? YYZ?
YYZ, YYC, or YEG?
I actually don't know this one. I'm just going to have to guess.
Hint. I'll give you a hint. You want a hint?
Yeah, let's hear the hint.
Lifeline.
There's a Rush song named after it.
Oh, fuck.
The letter is pronounced Canadian, not American.
Oh, come on now. Oh,
well, that's too hard of a, or too easy of a clue there.
Yeah, you gave it away.
All right, best guess otherwise. What were you going to say?
I was going to guess the third one.
YYC.
Yeah. Three's my lucky number, you know.
I guess, you know what? It's all good. That's a tough one. That's literally a shot in the dark.
All right. Which city has the most restaurants per capita? Montreal, Vancouver, or Toronto?
Shit.
Per capita.
I got
to
guess.
Per capita, yeah, that's the key there.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Vancouver, maybe, just because.
Wow, you are correct.
Jeez, yeah. Wow, I was going to say Montreal.
Yeah.
And I'm Canadian, Jesus.
All right, last question here for you. What Great Lake of Five is not in Canada?
What Great Lake of Five is not in Canada?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Can you name the Great Lakes?
Well, I'm thinking here geographically. I don't see a spot in my head where Lake Michigan touches Canada. I'm probably wrong, but that's my answer.
You're right, buddy. You're right.
I'm giving that one to you, baby.
Wow. 4 out of 5.
Our Michigan boy, Brandon.
That's a smart American there.
Hell yeah. All right.
Well, very cultured.
It does help that you, hung out with you guys growing up.
Yeah. Yeah, you've had your fair share of Canada, that's for sure.
So you win.
Fair share of poutine, eh?
Hey. Yeah.
All right, do you have any last words, anything you want to say, any stories?
How about the time when we were hanging out and that fight happened in that park? Wow. Remember the fist fight? The fist fight in the park. Remember that or no?
I remember that loosely.
Which time though? Because I remember I was with Jake. I don't think I was with you when that happened. You said you were tripping on mushrooms and you were with a buddy and you got into a little scrapper in the park, but I wasn't with you.
When I was making out with Amber on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, I got my teeth punched out.
Canadian center yard line.
Glenn was.
Oh, are you talking about the time you got jumped and I wasn't with you?
No. We're talking about another. I can, loosely, I don't even really fully remember what he's talking about, but there was a time where, these kids were fist fighting and shit.
Yeah, and then we walked over and, you're just like, this is fucking crazy. And, we had to,
Were we riding bikes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I remember. Yes, I do remember that. I may or may not have had, was that the time I had shit on my shorts? Probably not that time.
Wow.
I remember that and I don't remember where. I don't remember how.
As kids.
Oh, God. Yeah, man.
Oh, I mean, dirty little kids, man. What can I say?
Cross-border love, baby.
All right, man. Well, you guys have a good evening. I'm going to get down.
Yeah, so you win a pack of Canadian Oreos, a pack of Kraft Dinner Canadian, and a bottle of maple syrup. And we'll get that to you.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, dude. Sounds good, man. No Molson or Labatt. That's sad.
Okay. I'll give you 6 blue, too. 6 blue for you. Hey, funny enough, actually, when I went over to, you had a party. Your parents had a party, sorry, but next door from Jake's parents' house there. And your family was all drinking Labatt's blue, and props to that.
Yeah. When I lived in Texas, they thought I was speaking another language when I brought that stuff up. They never even heard of it.
Yeah, no, they like their Lone Star and their Pabst.
Yeah, I was in Tennessee.
Oh, that's like an import there, pretty much.
Yeah, I drink a lot of Miller Lite in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all right.
All right, we'll let you go. Keep your stick on the ice, eh?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, 3 periods and an overtime.
All right, 10-4.
Hey, I got 4 out of 5. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
80%. All right, brother.
Later, dude.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, man.
4 out of 5. Not bad.
I'll take that, man. That's impressive.
Breaking news from a report to the shareholders coming at you live. In today's top stories, we got another one about a BC man doing something outrageous.
What do we got today, Jake? Honestly, BC man is Canadian Florida man. It's outrageous, the stories we can grab sometimes, and what they do is out of this world.
So today we got a guy from BC.
I'll pull it up here.
And he is, well, he's made his own binoculars. His own.
Oh, jeez.
World's largest set.
It looks like, what's that WALL-E movie? It looks like WALL-E. Yeah. That's what it looks like. A giant fucking WALL-E.
Big WALL-E head.
How long did he take to make this?
David Gibney.
Oh.
Has been an astronomer for 50 years. And he fell in love with the sun in 1979 when he witnessed an eclipse. He
calls himself the Star Dude.
The Star Dude.
The Star Dude. 19 years of planning.
19 years and $400,000.
That's a fucking house. That's a house. He's got a house of binoculars.
And he wants to, you know, let people use them. That's what he wants to do. He wants to take them around. He says they're portable. And he wants to let people look at the skies.
So, obviously, it's going to have to be out of the city.
Yeah, I just where did he get $400,000 to make these?
That's the thing I wonder. Like, the disposable income that people have.
Leave it up to BC, man.
Or is he just in giant debt for WALL-E?
Yeah.
man, it's obnoxious.
It is.
Oh, geez. Cool, so, it's stargazing. And cool, does does he have giant, like, telescopes inside of it? Does he have...
I don't know, but I mean, you know, there's like... Well, I guess they're not really for public use, but there are like giant telescopes that could probably definitely see better things than this.
I want to get a business license and be able to perhaps share this with people at different locations anywhere in Western Canada. Well, that's geographically like just cutting out half the country. Like, thanks, bud.
Yeah, he doesn't want a tour with it.
Hey, buddy.
He just wants to see.
Thanks, guy.
That's it.
Yeah, thanks, guy. You know it's on a trailer. I can take it anywhere. So you can take it anywhere in Western Canada, but not out east? Unreal.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, to lug that thing around, man.
Well, I mean, like, he already spent $400,000 on it. Like, you may as well take it out to Newfoundland. Yeah. Like,
and look what fucking
yeah,
10,000 yards into the ocean.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I really like stargazing myself. Like, I'm a severe amateur of it, but I have a very, very weak telescope. But I do enjoy stargazing. You can see actually some pretty interesting things, but I don't know if it's $400,000 interesting.
No,
but
yeah, hot dog Earth really shows the stars well, huh?
Do you see it better at what end of the hot dog? What
the burnt end. The end that exploded from the microwave.
The charred end. The split middle.
Yeah. That's where the meteor hit, where the dinosaurs.
Hell yeah.
We're on a floating charred hot dog Earth.
Yeah, man. Actually,
according to Glenn.
It's pretty cool because, like, you can, like, three summers ago, like, obviously the constellations move, right?
Well, I thought so, you were going into a hot dog story about 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I got this dynamite glizzy. From Montreal. With
girth on it.
Call them steamies. And they are absolutely amazing.
Oh, you're being serious. Or are you? It sounds like a great glizzy.
They are, and I have had one.
Shout out to glizzies.
Shout out to glizzies, and shout out to MTL glizzies. Chicago glizzies ain't got nothing on a steamy, baby. I'm telling you.
Childhood staple, raw out of the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Give one to the cat. Yeah. Take one for yourself.
Okay, and Canadian craft dinner and glizzies.
Yeah.
So Americans don't understand.
Hold on. Do you combine the both? Do you chop up the glizzies?
So
I'm not one to chop up the glizzies
myself. I was gonna say I'm probably more of an oddity. I have my glizzies on the side. Yeah. My craft dinner.
I'm a side glizzy guy too.
Man. Yeah, with a little bit of mustard, yeah, just to cut them up and dip them in. And
I'm a ketchup and mustard guy on the bun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also a little bit of diced onion.
Yeah, I could do the onion. Yeah.
Just adds a little crunch and
hot
a little
peppers too.
Oh my god, pickled bell or not pickled,
like the hot, like the banana ones.
Banana peppers, yeah, yeah. Pickled, yeah. Banana pepper rings, yes.
Unreal.
Absolutely.
Unreal. Who doesn't like a good glizzy? All dressed up.
Yeah. First off, maybe that, like, why do we love glizzy so much? The world is hot dog shaped. Thank you.
All the best foods. They said it's super bad. All the best foods.
All the best foods are dick-shaped.
That's right.
Absolutely. Popsicles, bananas, glizzies, the earth, all of it.
Cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
That's pretty good.
With a chopped up with a little salt and a little bit of malt vinegar.
Maybe drop a couple in your water.
Ooh, cucumber lemon. Water.
Yeah, not bad.
Baby girl. Baby girl.
My question is, so it shows the one end here with the big, binoculars. Like, is the other end, does it shrink down into, like, an actual size binoculars that's, like, can fit your eyes? Because, like, right now, this looks like it would take, like, a 40-foot man to use those things.
You know what I mean? Hey, let's get into giant theory.
Like, he built one for Sasquatch.
He built it for a giant.
Well, it's BC, man. Sasquatch. Come on.
You're right. Yep.
Bigfoot, he's out there.
Well, that's a segue to our last episode, too.
We talked about Bigfoot.
We did talk about it. I have a theory that we are on multi-dimensions and that sometimes those dimensions kind of...
cross over.
Collide, yes. Yeah. And that sometimes we see things that are from other dimensions.
The Mandela effect.
You know what? It's kind of weird. But also then, so here's where it gets watered down.
People say he went to jail, and some people say he didn't.
Here's where it gets watered down, okay? What happens is TikTok or Instagram and stuff, and what people do is they put Mandela Effect videos out that aren't actually Mandela Effect. It's actually just the real logo.
I know, I've seen some.
It bugs me so much. I've seen some. So what they're doing is they're watering down like a real theory.
They're kind of discrediting it.
I agree, man. Yeah, because...
There was something I can't remember what it was, but I was like, no, this...
For me, it was the Home Depot sign. So it was like a home...
Something like that,
it was an orange square, and Home Depot was written on an angle. And I'm like, man, I see this sign every single day I drive to work on the highway.
Wait,
like, that is,
you're just talking like on an angle or straight?
It was on an angle.
Like they say it used to be on an angle?
Yeah.
I'm with it, dude. I'm pretty sure it did.
It is on an angle.
Wait, it is.
I drive by it every day.
And they're trying to say what? That it's straight?
That's not a real logo or something.
Okay. I was like, wait.
That's what I mean. It's getting watered down in that. Like, it's just nonsense TikTok. It's just clickbait.
Right.
And the bane to our existence now is clickbait. People just want views for nonsense content. And that's not fair. Right. What it does is it dilutes and waters down actual facts.
The real.
Absolutely. Yeah. And maybe here's a theory. Maybe that's what the government does. Maybe the government pays and pumps out shit content so that actual theories get watered down into nothing.
Yeah. It's a distraction.
Think on that.
A little bit.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I actually have seen a few things online where some of that stuff actually happens, where people get paid. And honestly, what people do too is, like, if you have a competitor company, what you'll do is you'll pay somebody or have an employee of that company go on to, like, a thread of another company and trash that company so that way you... Yeah. They think, oh, this is like a terrible product or something like that.
Yeah, that's the problem with the internet. People do that all the time. Like on eBay, people will buy stuff, say like a collectible card, like a Pokemon or a hockey card.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll buy it with another fake account to show, like to insinuate value.
So they did that with NFTs too.
Yeah, and then they just, and then this world's, and then people so fucked up. who are like unknowing come in, they're like, oh, that's a $15,000 card. Look, mm-hmm. people bought that, and then they buy it, and they're like, but no one really even bought it.
It's absolutely.
Like, it's like a scam, yeah.
So that's where.
Essentially the same thing.
What we need to do.
False value.
Wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
Do some research, and just stop and think, right?
Yeah.
Not that hard.
Yeah.
Really isn't that hard to just question.
Yeah.
Question things. It's our God-given right to question, so do it.
I agree.
Otherwise, let's get way back off our tangent here.
All right.
Saturn and Jupiter were, okay, so out of the south sky from on this, we're on the south shores of Huron, Lake Huron here, and actually my house is about maybe 500 meters away from the lake, and we get a very good stargazing ability here. like it just outside of town enough, and our town isn't bright enough to
less light pollution.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, if you pointed the telescope south, 2 or 3 years ago, I would like to say it's around 2020, ish, and Saturn and Jupiter were about, I would say, like if you're standing there, they were probably about 10 centimeters away from each other from like standing like vision distance out in the sky.
Yeah.
So, it was actually really cool because what you could, I had my telescope up, and I mean, when you have a very weak telescope, it doesn't do a lot, but it does enough.
Yeah.
So I could see the rings of Saturn.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And then what looks like, so it wasn't as prevalent on Saturn, but you could see little baby stars around it. And those are the moons of Saturn.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And then, so when you go to Jupiter, you can see the like, if you go to a picture of Jupiter, you can see that it's got kind of like a layered look.
Right.
Like, you look at it and it's got light. You could see that very faintly.
Right.
And then you could see stars around it. And those are the moons of Jupiter.
Huh.
And it was just, it's actually just phenomenal to sit there. And it's powerful enough to look at the moon and see
like that far away.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see craters on the moon.
Imagine what this guy's fucking binoculars see.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
And the thing is, they're binoculars. They're not a telescope. So, well, like, I don't think he can see so far into the sky, but I think they could probably see really, really far into Earth.
Right.
Like into mountain ranges and things, right?
Yeah, well, actually, a good pair of binoculars, you can see a fair amount on the moon.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a good pair of binoculars that are zoomed enough.
Yeah, I'm sure you can zoom in your phone and see like little, you know, craters and whatnot. Like, not craters, but you can see.
Yeah. You can see that. So what it is, it's craters and it's the shadows from the sunlight. And you can see the different craters in the moon and stuff. It's actually really, really interesting.
The moon's fake anyways. They just raise it up every night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just like, you know, like curtain call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
fair enough.
Like the Truman Show. You know. If you take a boat into the water and you start paddling, you run into a wall eventually.
Okay.
And then when you hit that wall, there will be a door and you'll escape the TV show that we're in.
The Matrix?
The Truman Show. The Hamlin Show. Oh. Great movie, by the way.
Was this song play at the end? Never gonna give you up. Perfect. Never gonna let you down. As far as Sorries, today's been pretty light on messing around. So, I mean,
I'm going to say sorry to Brandon because you're probably not getting that prize pack. That was a pilot prize pack.
You might. You know what?
You might.
I'll take care of that.
Okay. Glenn's got the prize pack.
I got the prize pack for you, Brandon. But Jake, sorry for
not. We need
not
to call some less intelligent people.
Yeah, I know. That was our fault.
Some people down, like that don't live right on the border.
Yeah. Know? Well, you know what? That's actually, like, as far as I'm concerned.
That was a biased quiz because he has prior knowledge of Canada.
And he's a music fan. And he lives on the Great Lakes. Yeah. And
he obviously, obviously listens to Skater Boy.
and
Nickelback to know that it wasn't Nickelback.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, you know what? It's just like pineapple on pizza. People just like to hate Nickelback because it's cool.
Yeah, they're so good, they're shitty.
So, you know what?
They are by definition a really good band.
I don't mind Nickelback, honestly. Are they the best band out there ever? No. But are they
songs that go on the radio 15 times a day? Yeah.
Yeah. And is that our fault? No. So take it up with the radio.
Do they got some heavier stuff? I'm sorry to Nickelback for being bullied.
Yeah. I'm going to say sorry to Nickelback as well. And you know what?
That's all I got.
I got one more. Big Maple Leafs fan. Sorry to Kyle Dubas, but you know, I guess life's life and we'll just have to move on to Maple Leafs fans.
Sorry to making fun of the guy. Sorry for the BC man, because his binoculars probably fucking kick ass, and we're sitting here, you know, kind of chirping him. But hey, man, if you got $400,000 to blow in the world's biggest pair of binoculars, go for it.
Yeah, you know what? I called it looking like Wally, and I'm also sorry for that because you put $400,000 in that, and you know what? Wally's also pretty.
He's
cool.
He's probably a pretty humble, cool dude. You know,
no shit.
Like, just hanging out.
He kind of looks like the mushroom guy. like that's Paul on
Stamets.
The yeah, Paul Stamets. Yeah.
He's that's got how you gotta look if you're really into something weird.
Yeah, he's got that West Coast kind of like chill vibe. Hasn't like I fucking
basically hasn't cut his hair or his beard for a good while.
Yeah,
and
hell yeah,
doesn't want to.
No
evident signs of it.
All right. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today.
Signing off. Keep your stick on the ice, folks.
Keep your stick on the ice, folks.
Thank you for listening to A Report to the Shareholders. If you'd like to contact us for interaction on any future episodes, please do so at areporttotheshareholders@gmail.com. Again, that is areporttotheshareholders@gmail.com. Thank you.